All right, Simon Kuf Chav Tes, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Obay Chav Gimel Sifim. B'chol Aleph, B'chol Kadeshim Shomer Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim Koiflin Tevas Le'ela. All Kadeshim that we say from Rosh Hashanah, we say Le'ela. Tahainu Shomer Le'ela Le'ela. Right, V'loy B'vav U'Le'ela. Right, but as we know, many say le'ela u'le'ela. Right, so, and then if you're going to say le'ela u'le'ela, then you have to adjust the next line in the kitzur also. Since kaddish has to have 28 words, min kol birchasa, right, higher than all other brachas. Ata Imrim. So now we say Le'ela mi kol birchaso, because we want to take out the word min. Right? So then some say that if you're saying, I don't know exactly how the math crunches, but some say if you say Le'ela ule'ela, then you go back to saying min. But I don't remember exactly what the cheshbon was for that. Okay, but again, some say Le'ela le'ela. And some say le'ela u'le'ela, right? And then, but we change from min kol berchasa to mi kol berchasa. Fine. Beis yesh nagin l'spal b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim kol tefillah l'shemen esrei b'kriya u'b'kfifas arosh, bowing and with a bent head. For amnam, kivan shetzrichin l'chroya.
You're not supposed to do that all the time.
What?
You're not supposed to do that all the time.
I don't know if it says that you should be bent. Oh, no, you're not supposed to. I mean, it says you're allowed to. Well, I think he's going to really discuss it a little bit. But I don't know if he's going to discuss the whole year. But no, normally you're supposed to stand straight, I think.
Okay.
Okay, but Amnam Kivin Shetzrichin L'Chroya B'Birchas Magen Avram U'Maidim B'Tchilo B'Soif. So the Bracha Magen Avram, right in the beginning, which is the first Baruch Atah Hashem, and Magen Avram, and then by Moedim Betchil B'Soif Al Kain Kodesh Shemegil Makom Zelu. Before you get up to there, Tzrichin Liskov Esatzu. You have to stand up straight. Whatever, you have to straighten out. Kedesh Yichra Kmitzvah Zechachamei Nazal, in order to bend down like the mitzvah of the Chachamim. Gam Aser L'Chroya. It's also Aser to bow Betchilas Bracha B'Soif Bracha, the beginning of Bracha and the end of Bracha. Makom Shaloi Tiknu Chachamei Nazal, in the place where Chachamim were not misakinin. Right, so therefore, you got to make sure you, when you're doing the bowing thing, you have to make sure you're doing it at the right places. And it's better to daven straight, right? And your heart should be bowed. Meaning, main thing is what's going on inside you, not outside. Now, internal is much more important than externals. Right, so mashanog in the spal b'kol ram, and this that there's a minik to daven in a loud voice. Yesh levatel, you should be levatel that. Ki yesh spal b'lachash k'moy b'chol shana, you should daven in a whisper, like you do the rest of the year. V'yesh matirin lagbiya kolamah, but there are those that say you could raise the voice a little bit. Avaloy harbi, not a lot. Yizol l'daktik v'tfilas heitev, and you should be careful to daven well. Shelo yishan eshum nekuda, so that you shouldn't change even any. How do you call it, Nakuda? Even one dot. You should make sure your siddur or is master is very meduyak. To daven from it. That's how chashuv we make the that the words, every word Chazal decided to put into the davening, is meant to be pronounced and said in a certain way. Gimel. Kol Hashana Imrim Betchila Kel HaKadosh Melech Ha'iv Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz Min Rosh Hashana Ad Achar Yom Kippurim Shetzrichin Lomer HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. As we know, right? Tisha B'Yom Ha'elu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mara Machusei Lishpat Es Ha'olam. Because in these days, Hashem is showing and He's judging the whole world. So therefore, we want to say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Im Tom Ha'omer HaKel HaKadosh Ha'ishu Mesubik Im Ha'omer HaKel HaKadosh Ha'Melech HaKadosh. Same this got Taikade Dibor. If you remember Taikade Dibor, I mean Hamelach Hakadosh Vein Tzarach Lachsel Roish. If you remember within 3 seconds, then you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein adin ha'melech ha'mishpat. Aval im lo nizkarat la'achar k'dei dibur. But if he didn't remember till after k'dei dibur, azay ha'melech ha'kodesh, tzarech la'asa l'resh ha'tfilah, then you have to go back to the beginning of the davening. Afilu mispeik, even from a sabak m'nei sh'sholosh brachas ha'rishonis na'shavas ka'achas. The reason is because all three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei is considered like one. So going back to Ata Gibor doesn't mean anything, or to Ata Kodesh. Commotion is bar, right? Even if the Shliach Tzibur makes the mistake, he has to go back. And he needs to say a second Kedusha. Even a Yochid doesn't need to go back even to that bracha. Since he mentioned the word melech in this bracha. So he does not have to go back. Meaning, if you did the opposite during the whole year, you said, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, I had a chassan last week who, you know, he's told that he's supposed to do the Shemoneh Esrei for Erev Yom Kippur. So I guess he took it literally and he said, HaMelech HaKadosh during his Shemoneh Esrei. So he wanted to know if he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because then he realized he made that mistake. And the answer was no. Right? Because it's to say HaMelech instead of Akel. That's fine. Dalit, B'Shabbos, Arbus.
But he downed the whole Yom Kippur Shemoneh Esrei?
No, Erev Yom Kippur Shemoneh Esrei.
Erev Yom Kippur, I see.
Yeah. B'Shabbos, Dalit, B'Shabbos, Arbus, B'Brocha Mein Sheva, Mogen Ovas. On Friday night, when they say Mogen Ovas, Imrim Gamkim, Mokam HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Right? You say, right there, it says, HaMelech HaKadosh Ein Kamoyu. It's a big machlokes. Well, if the chazan forgets in the Magen Avos, if he has to repeat it or not. Fine. Hey, those are the four inserts into the Shemoneh Esrei. He finishes the bracha mispalo b'keseder. Baina tzarech lasar. He davens in the regular order, he doesn't have to go back. V'chein nem shokach loymer, v'chein tein pachtacha, v'chosam ha-melech ha-kodesh, v'afilu loymer adayin rak baruch ato Hashem, chosam ha-melech ha-kodesh, v'aymer ata v'chatonu. All right? And he forgot to say v'chein tein pachtacha. And then he says ha-melech ha-kodesh, because normally you're very used to it. You say, you know, you say, yivloich Hashem al-alam al-alaych, 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 and we end up, we push off the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh till after Uvechein Tein Pachtecho and all that. So if a guy runs through it and he says, and he goes to HaMelech HaKadosh, so then he finishes HaMelech HaKadosh and then you say Atav HaChatanu. Fine. Without saying HaMelech HaKadosh. V'alpesim Shemoneh Esrei Yehesh V'zayim Oiseh HaShalom. Some say, "Oy, say Hashalom." V'yeshein a mishan, and some don't change it. Elo, Imrim Avarich Hasam Yitzor Hashalom. V'achma Kadeshim, Imrim Oy, say Hashalom Bimroimov. That one, everybody does, right? At the end of the Kaddish. Zayinim Chorosh Shana B'Shabbes. Like this year, Yesh Mekam Shai Imrim Lachuna Ranana Kamoy B'Shar Shabbos. Yesh Mekam Shem Masrilim Mizmor LeDavid. Yesh Mekam Shem Masrilim Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos. V'chol Mokam Yachzik Min Hagov. Right. So usually the Litvish. She'll say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, and the Chassidim have like an abridged version of Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, we will stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tovus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right. Sagadot.